Blog Talk Radio.
I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up. Look, I live the life I deserve. Blessed. Fuck a vacay, I feel better at work. I mean whatever it's worth, I give whatever I'm worth. For my niggas who gon' go to hell and back for me, I'ma give them heaven on earth for a hell of a check, yeah, whichever come first. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Look at my life, man, that's lessons on lessons on lessons. I treat the beat like it's a reverend. I tell the truth like, Father, forgive me, these are all my confessions. Man, this wasn't luck, it was destined. I done lost homies who been with me since Ed, Ed, and Eddie, who flip like confetti. And then when you back, they back to call you dog. That shit can get petty. Bitch, don't get no dap to me, nigga. Funny thing about talking behind my back is that it just keep coming back to me, nigga. Was off for a sec, now it's back to me, nigga. You mad at me, this ain't what I want, man, it's what it had to be. This is that late night working after three, man. This is why my old girl was mad at me. This why I'm your majesty, man. The click is the tightest, the pussy the tightest, the drinks are the coldest, the future the brightest, the feet not divided, the love is divided, and I just gotta thank God that we got it. Bless. I don't know what I would do without a crew. Look like we robbed a bank, but all we make is deposits. Your profit with profit, oh God.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I
look,
feel flat.
I ain't gon' say that we back or nothing, cause that implies that we're back from something. If we're back from something, it's some checks you owe us. I expect that payment, nothing less or over. I don't need them favors that you asked me for. I could give two fucks about where the Grammys go. I just gave out Grammys on my Instagram. Them OVO boys, the business, man.
It is what it is. Trust me, you get what you give. Yeah. You gotta come to my side and see how we live. Yeah. I cannot see heaven being much better than this. Yeah. Blessings on blessings for me and my niggas from the six. Look at what we did. Yeah. Be quiet, I'm doing a toast. For niggas that don't really do shit, I swear y'all be doing the most. Stop worrying about whoever's next. I am just worried about my mama worrying less. I think I'm famous enough, I don't need any more press. I am convinced I'm the only one left that's still doing this shit, man. I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
My grandma just died, I'm the man of the house. So every morning I'm up cause I can't let him down. Down. Always down for the cause, never down for the count. I guess when your stars align, you do like the solar system and plan it out. So I'm going overtime on the overtime. Yeah, I'm not invested, but you can't attest it. $1 million goals, man, it's to manifest it. The family never going anorexic. I pay my mortgage and electric. Never going under, even with anesthetics. At the top of the rap game and progressing. Check after check, checking off my checklist. Try and blow my cake, just know that's the death wish. No mistakes in life ever, it's only lessons. Shit feel like Shaq and Penny got back together. You tore the game apart, who put it back together?
I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know, I haven't had a good time in a long time, you know, I'm way up, I feel blessed. Way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
I'm way up, I feel blessed.
Straight up.
Way up, I feel blessed.
Ooh, welcome to Truth Front to Back on Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Desiree DeLuca, your host, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my lovely co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher, a.k.a. Boobalicious.
Hey! Nice
hey!
Back. Hey!
I know. Even though you don't follow directions very well, but yes.
How did I not follow directions?
Yeah. You got confused. So
what did
this
I get
week
confused?
We're gonna... You're just Karen. We love you. We love you, Karen. So
okay,
this week we have... Huh?
Oh, never mind. I just wondered how I got confused, but we can discuss that later.
Yeah. This week we have Miss Ashley Dubs joining us at midnight. So tune in, guys. Call us 646-595-4038. Press 1 if you guys want to talk to us. If you have a question for Miss Ashley Dubs or myself or Boobalicious. So, what's going on, Miss Karen Fisher?
I'm losing my voice, and I'm wondering how I didn't follow directions. that's all that's going on with me. What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, just, you know, the normal. And how are you losing your voice?
Well,
Have you been doing a lot of scenes? Have you been sucking a lot of cock lately?
No, you know what? I haven't been. I have not been sucking a lot of cock. I don't know. I'm losing my voice. I think it is. It's really dusty here. I live in Palm Springs. There's a lot of wind. And when there's a lot of wind, you inhale a lot of sand. And sometimes that makes my voice a little bit scratchy.
Interesting.
So,
very interesting.
Indeed.
It is. So, we have a lot of porn news to cover since we only have one guest this evening. Did you get the cliff notes from our lovely publicist?
Yes, yes. Would you like to do the first story or would you like me to do the first story?
You could do the first story, my madame.
Okay. So the first story is, if you're in Philly this Friday and Saturday, make sure to stop by the Penthouse Club. Nikki Delano is featuring there. In between her sets, she will be greeting her fans, taking photos, and signing autographs. Patrons of the club can also buy her exclusive merchandise and or a lap dance in one of their private VIP rooms. The Penthouse Club is located at 3001 Castor Avenue in Philadelphia. For more information, check out their web, philadelphiagentlemensclub.com, or call 215-423-6000.
Awesome. Yes, Nikki Delano, she's awesome, awesome, awesome. I love her.
Have you ever seen her live?
I have never seen her perform. I mean, of course, I've seen her live in person, you know, like at Exotica and, like, you know, AVN,
yeah,
but not perform.
She seems like she would be put on a really good performance. She's very athletic and strong, and I think she's definitely, if you are in the Philadelphia area, you should definitely check her out. I would like to see her live sometime.
Yeah, me too. I'm interested in what she does, because she has a big following for future dancing. So, yes. So the next news that we want to talk about, rising starlet Gina Valentina has offered her first IR scene up with Lexington Steel in the DVD Lexington Pretty Young Things 3, available now for Evil Angel. Wow, poor girl.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that is like a way to get broken in by Lexington Steel.
That is really talking about breaking in, you know, the interracial scene.
Literally. She's getting broke in.
And he's 11 and a half? He's 11 and a half inches?
He's 13 inches. He's fucking
13 inches.
Thank you,
Karen, for clearing that up for us, because obviously you've done a scene with him. I have not.
I have done two scenes with him, and he's very cool. He's a really funny guy. But, he is 13 inches, and
he
both times,
cock.
I swear, my vagina ripped. I swear, I actually heard it rip, and then there was blood.
Wait, you can't hear your JJ rip. I swear you can't hear your JJ rip.
I swear I did. I swear. You were not there, so you can't say it didn't happen.
I don't think you can hear it going.
It was. It happened. It never happened before, only with him. So I can just imagine. I don't know who Gina Valentina is, but she's probably some tiny-ass teen, and he just probably destroyed her vagina.
It was also her first interracial scene ever in real life. So obviously she really broke herself in.
Okay.
The DVD also stars Adria Fox, Carly Gray, and
Chloe Mara. Yeah, I don't know who any of those girls are. But I'm out of the loop.
Yeah. I'm going to research this girl right now to see what she looks like. Gina Valentina.
Look her up. We'll get to the bottom of this. Who is it?
Yeah, Valentina.
And Liz should tell about it.
If she never did interracial, what would make her do interracial? If she didn't do interracial in her personal life, what makes her do all of a sudden interracial on video?
Maybe she wanted to try something different. Maybe she's always wanted to be with a black man, but never, you know, just never did it.
Okay. She's 5'2", Brazilian girl. She's very little. Well, she's like very petite, like very skinny. She's from Miami. Oh yeah, 5'2". So she's smaller than I am.
And that's small because you're like a midget.
I'm not a midget, you fucking gorilla.
I'm not a gorilla, but I wish I was.
So yeah, she's littler than me. She has like little boobs, which is fine. You know, not everyone is well endowed like you, Karen.
Or you, madame.
Yeah, I guess she's known for her booty, because all I see is nothing but booty pics. But
now, I wonder if it was an anal scene. That would be, like, quite a way to get broken in. Is on your first interracial scene, is like Lexington Steele anal.
I wonder if she picked that or if, you know, she did not pick that.
Pick Lexington Steele. Who knows? Yeah, you never know with that. But I mean, she definitely made a bang. No doubt
about
it.
She definitely went out with a bang and came in with a bang, so.
Yeah.
Hands to you, Gina
Valentina.
Yes, congratulations, and Gina Valentina, for coming into the interracial scenes, the world.
And taking Lex. That is an accomplishment. She should be proud of herself.
That is. Especially for your first scene.
That is crazy.
Moving on to the third news, madam.
Yes. Porn legend and former Vivid Contract C-modeling. After a 5-year hiatus for... What?
Go ahead. I'm just laughing.
Go ahead. After a 5-year hiatus from performing, Banks recently made her hardcore return to porn. Her first comeback scene can be seen on archangelvideo.com, and it's with Manuel Ferrara and also on the DVD, True MILF Number 3. She has also shot for Browsers.
I don't know. Who's Manuel Ferrara? Have you shot with him?
Manuel Ferrara he's a French male performer. He's very well known. I've never worked with him myself, but Samantha38G did tell me that him and some other guy that I cannot remember his name were the best fucks in porn. And she has, you know, banged her fair share of men, so she would know.
So have you. So don't, you know, leave you out of
but
that
I haven't
equation.
Banged Manuel Ferrara, and so have you, my friend. So, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What a fun.
Oh, Breonna Banks. I thought she was doing it. I guess not. I didn't know she left the industry, but because I keep seeing still things that are active. But
well, it's probably just, yeah, I mean, because even though she left, her movies were still out there. So, yeah, she kind of disappeared for a while, and now she's back.
That's cool. So, and then she came, and her first comeback scene was with Archangel. That's awesome.
Yeah, with Manuel Ferrara.
So if you guys are a fan of Breonna Banks, go ahead and run to the DVD store and get True MILF number 3. Or you can go on archangelvideo.com.
Yeah.
So the next news is adult indie filmmaker
Tarantino.
Triple X gave the original Quentin Tarantino a challenge this week. He gave a challenge this week. He wants him to help. What?
He wants him to help. Hateful Eight parody
entitled The Hateman Eight. The first scene shot for The Hateman Eight features Lily Cade, Lotus Lane, and introduced Audrey Norn, written and directed by him. The plot established an alternative world from the Old West meets Spoiled World 2. Oh my God. Lesbians rule the world.
This is your story. Lesbians rule the world.
Oh my God. I'm going to have a talk with the Erica Rob PR, because you cannot send me news like this. Lesbians rule the world. Oh my God. Men
it's
are
your nightmare, Desiree.
Yes, it is. It's a fucking nightmare. It's not a movie, it's a nightmare. It's a scary movie. Men are established and slavery is allowed. He accepts the challenge and the real question. Guess we will have to wait to see. Wow.
Well,
yeah. Look
so
out for that
I don't
movie.
Get how he
I will never buy that
helmet.
Movie. I will not buy that movie because I don't like lesbians.
I am going to buy that movie and I'm going to watch it every single day. And I'm going to watch it while we are doing the show because we talk about it constantly. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to hear it in the background being like,
I will say, I just recently worked with Lily Cade, and that chick is no fucking joke. She literally, like, she's really known for using her strap-on, like, as an actual dick. And she was like, I'm a tall, big girl, and Lily Cade's, like, smaller. She's a smaller chick, and she was, like, throwing me around, pulling my hair, like, gagging me with her fake dick. Literally, the director, after the scene was done, texted me, and he was like, I thought she was going to kill you. but it was
wow.
Crazy. Yeah, she's very intense. She's a very intense performer. The most intense girl performer that I've ever worked with.
Yeah, you've had your fair share of women performers.
And I have, I've had my fair share of women performers. So.
We definitely don't need to get into that.
So, number five, our fifth, I know you don't want to move on from this because you love it so much, but we do have more news.
Hold that thought. Okay, hold that juicy lesbian thought, okay, of yours.
I'm holding my lesbian thought.
And you're listening to Truth Friend back on Dollhouse Radio. We're going to take a quick motherfucking break.
We're going to take a quick motherfucking break. That's right.
Yes. Pay our fucking bills.
If I had a dime for every Twitter rap stream, you know the girls would be riding, working two jobs.
my job that I, you know.
You've been wasting, you drinking that shine, and I know that's your favorite. Hi, no, but for real, how your sister? Hit her up, tell her I miss her. Oh, she a missus, y'all both dating NBA players and figures. I guess with figures like y'all, y'all need niggas with figures. That's figures on figures. Oh, how the click shit bigger and bigger. Juniors to seniors, we upgraded. Come visit, girl, fuck waiting. First class, like 8 a.m. on that early flight, I will do. Girl, the best sex is still you. The best sex is still you.
Remember all the nights you used to fall. Wondering why you don't fall through. On the late, late nights I used to call you. Wondering why I don't call you. It's deja vu.
Since I've been
here
with you.
I swear it's our deja vu. Cause we've been here, we've done this. Who run this? Who run this?
You're listening to Big Sean on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my lovely co-host is Karen Fisher, a.k.a. Boobalicious. Are you still with me, Boobalicious? Boobalicious? Boobalicious?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, Boobalicious.
Are you
driving,
Boobalicious?
Now I can
hear
you.
No, I'm actually sitting here doing nothing. I'm actually,
well, that's amazing.
I know. I'm sitting here in my car with Ashley Dobbs. And I
you picked up the guest?
I did. We live in the same town and we had sushi together. And now we are sitting in the car together.
Ooh, that's so fancy.
Things
romantic.
You don't want to hear about.
Yeah,
things
I really
you
don't.
Can't handle.
Ew. Gross.
I'm just kidding. So are
so
we gonna
gross.
Finish the news? We have two more big news stories.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Shall we finish them? So do you want
yes,
me to do this
we
story? So WWE wrestler and porn star Chyna, also known by her legal name Joni Lohrer, sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. She died last week of a suspected drug overdose. Her friends were going to do an intervention, but it was too late. She also planned to do more films. She had appeared in Vivid's Backdoor to China, and she hosted Triple X.
Get the fuck out of here. I didn't know she did.
What?
I didn't know she did porn. That's scary.
Yeah.
She did. Yeah, she did do porn.
So fucking scary at all.
Oh, she's dead. You can't make fun of her. And was supposed to have a meeting with them this week to discuss her working on more projects with them. So the moral of this story is drugs are bad.
Well, thank you, Mom.
I'm excited. That's my community service announcement for the night. Now, because it was a suspected drug overdose, and she was fairly young, so it is sad. I think it's sad.
Well, she died of a drug overdose. Prince died of a drug overdose, but at least he didn't do any porn.
I know, so he's not on our... Because he didn't do porn, he's not on our... he's not part of our stories. Now, do you mind if I do the last story
it.
Just because it's about my hometown? What were you going to say?
Well, what about your hometown? Princess from your hometown?
No, the last story is regarding my hometown.
Oh, the last story. Thank you so much for leaving me with this one. If you're a fan of Joanna Angel, she will be featuring Friday and Saturday night in Portland, Oregon, Sunset Strip Gentlemen's Club. Her shows start at 10 p.m. For more information about Angel's Oregon Trail, visit Sunset Strip Gentlemen's Club, which is located at 10205 Southwest Parkway in Portland. That sounds like country bumpkin.
No, that's downtown Portland. Portland is my hometown. If you don't know, now you know. And Park is actually downtown. I've never been to the Sunset Strip Gentlemen's Club because it has not opened when I was still a stripper in Oregon. But, yeah, so all those folks from my hometown, go out and show Joanna Angel some love.
Angel's Oregon Trail. What is that? Is that a place?
I think Angel's Oregon Trail, I think she's visiting several clubs in Oregon. Well, yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's kind of interesting. But Oregon is kind of like a grungy, like she's a tattoo chick. If you don't know who Joanna Angel is, she is known for having a lot of tattoos and producing pornography with women with a lot of tattoos and with men with a lot of tattoos. So she kind of thinks right. Like Portland kind of, she fits in Portland because now there's a lot of people with tattoos, like this whole hipster thing.
And that's why you moved to La La Land, because you don't fit in Portland. Because
no,
you don't
I like
have tattoos.
Portland, but I like Portland, but I like to see the sun once in a while. I moved somewhere sunny.
So I believe we have a caller. I think it's your favorite caller, if I'm not mistaken, if I've memorized his number.
My favorite caller. I can't wait
caller
to know who it is.
310. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Bablena. How are you?
Hi, how are you, Ali? Where are you?
This is Ali.
I know, Ali from Dubai.
So
I know.
Yeah.
Hello, Ali.
Hi, Karen.
Karen misses
you
too.
Yeah.
I do. He said he tried to call in last week and he couldn't get through.
I called the last week, but I didn't hear through.
Just so you know,
how are
it's all Desiree's fault. It's not my fault.
Yeah, no problem, of course. How are you? I miss you girls so much. How's everything?
Oh, you're so good in Dubai. How's everything in Dubai?
Very good, very good. And I know Karen, she will be in, I think, in 10th of May, she will be here, I think. And I can't wait. I hope to meet her. Time.
Maybe, hello? Yes. She might, yeah, she
yeah.
might be there. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes,
I hope so.
Do you have a question for me or Boobalicious or our guest that we have not get introduced?
I just want to ask Karen that if she do any upcoming new scenes this, because really we miss her that we didn't have any scene.
She just did a gangbang, and she did a
he's a liar. I just had a scene come out from meanbitches.com. meanamazonbitches.com. It's a face sitting and femdom scene. It's a great scene, so if you like that type of thing, you'll love it. I do update my own site every single week, sexykarenxxx.com, so you can always check that out because I always have something new every single week. And
yeah,
also, I am scheduled to do a film for Girlfriends film after I get back from Dubai. And what the?
You know, Karen, you are gorgeous, really. Like, I really adore you so much. Like, you are, like, perfect.
Thank you. God.
And I really wish this time, if you would come, I hope to see you this time. I hope so, really.
Well, depending on her busy schedule, because, you know.
Yeah, of course.
She got a lot,
of course, I know.
She got a lot of things to do in Dubai.
I know. That's true. And hopefully, Buzo is supposed to come. It doesn't look like she is coming. You never know, but maybe we'll both be there. You never know.
I
will be
so.
There, but probably a different date later.
Really? Okay. We shall talk about this later.
Yeah, we'll talk about this.
Thank you, Ali, so much for calling, and sorry
just
you came through last time.
Thank you, Karen. Sure. And next time
we will definitely see.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you.
Thanks.
Have
a great night.
Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye. Ciao. Man,
for him to be calling
in every week, pretty much religiously for over a year, he's really in love with you. He hearts you, Karen. Hearts.
I think he hearts you, too. I have a very important question to ask you, Desiree. Have you been hitting the dad?
I can't hear you.
Have you been hitting? Oh my gosh! Never mind.
I have not been. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. I just wondered. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, I like to do it too, but. Anyways, I just wondered.
You had some wine.
I did have two glasses of wine, so I thought you were drunk.
No.
Crickets. So what's next, Ho?
What's next, Ho, is your guest, Ho.
Ho! No, Ho! I didn't call you a Ho, even though you are one. So I called you a Ho.
Oh, and then you said, what's next, Ho? And I was like, your guest, Ho.
Oh, my guest, Ho. Yes, right now I am sitting with the lovely Ashley Dobbs.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Boobzilla.
Hello. Thank you for joining the show. Welcome to Truth Button Back on Donald's Studio.
I feel very honored to be on your show with you and Karen. So thank you so much for allowing me.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, so what do we do? How does this work? I mean, I did have a question, though, about all the news and the Lexington Steel story. Question is Lexington Steel as big as, who's the other one? Shane Diesel. Are they the same size? Can you grow?
You'd have to ask your co-partner in the car because she's shot with both of them.
Okay, I can take this question. It's Karen speaking for those listening if you didn't know. Okay, so.
We told everyone knows your voice. Stop it. Stop.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I want to pronounce my name anyways.
She likes to hear.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
So.
Okay, Boogies, answer the question.
I'm trying. Okay, so Lexington Steel is definitely longer. It's kind of thick, but not like, you know, not crazy thick. Whereas Shane Diesel is literally like shoving your arm up your vagina. He's not as long. I don't think he is thick. I've never seen a dick like that in my whole life. I've seen a lot of dicks.
But yeah, I know you've seen a lot of cocks. I know, but I was just wondering, since you said it's like shoving your arm up your vagina, how do you know what that feels like?
It's what I would actually, you know, what I have been fisted before, and it's the same feeling. It's like a burning, stretching feeling.
So
it's
you had someone stick their hand up your vagina? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I have.
Oh my
god. A couple of times. You have to be very.
Okay, so now that I know that she's had some really big cocks up there, I have this huge strap-on that I use for cam shows, and
it's bigger than Shane Diesel.
She's afraid of
it. Oh, wow.
So I think she's playing me, Desiree. I think that she's playing, you know, hard to get. So I think that I'm going to have to.
I don't know why, because she's so loose with every other female. I don't know why she's playing hard to get.
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to have to give me the 411 on this girl because she's kind of playing hard to get. So my next question then is for Karen. If Lexington Steel, you felt it rip, what did Shane Diesel do? I mean,
so Shane Diesel, my vagina did not rip, but I literally had, like, no feeling in my pelvic region or my thighs. Like, I think it just squashed everything so much that I lost circulation, and I had no feeling.
So basically, you're saying your vajayjay and lower extremity went numb.
It did, for a couple of days.
Oh, my God. A
couple of days.
Okay. Yeah. I was scared. I was like, am I criminally damaged?
Unbelievable. I
was hearing all these stories about Lexington Steel, and so, yeah, I just know Shane Diesel is, like, you know, massive cock.
Yes.
So, and I know that she's been
Have you shot with Mandingo, Miss Celebrity of Cocks? Delicious.
I'm going to change my name, my legal name, to Celebrity of Cocks.
That's a good name.
Not my stage name, my legal name. No, I am not shot with Mandingo. Have you?
Definitely not. I have not shot with Shane Diesel or Lexington Steel. Why the hell would I shoot with Mandingo?
Yeah, I don't even know what his dick looks like. Later, after the show, I'm going to look up his dick. I actually don't know what it looks like. But I know it's
pretty, pretty big. There's a lot of controversy. Huh?
I'm very jealous of all this cock talking because I don't do mainstream porn. So this is so.
What do you do?
Well, I do a lot of webcam shows, and I've been, you know, I kind of broke into the whole internet thing 17 years ago when internet was just like, you know, becoming the internet.
Yeah.
So. It was, you know, I kind of ventured off into the webcam thing and, you know, because I was married at the time when I first started. So it was a no-no for me to do, like, you know, videos or be with guys. So, but yeah, I've watched the internet grow. It's just been crazy, like, how it all started. And now I get on and, you know, because Karen will ask me people's names. I'm like, I don't know who that is. There's only like a million, like 100 million different girls now.
Yeah, porn stars. Whereas it used to be there wasn't so many.
Yeah, now it's just insane. So really, it's pretty cool, though, how everything has kind of come together. So
would you ever transition into porn?
I don't think so. I'm 42, so I'm kind of at the age now where I'm sure a lot of directors would not be interested in
me. No, that's actually not true.
That's, she said it looks good.
Yeah, you get a lot of MILF roles.
Really?
Yeah.
MILFs and GILFs. We got, what's that porn star name? Well, I know you're outside of GILFs, but I'm saying they shoot GILFs. What, what's D'Angelo? What's D'Angelo?
Sally D'Angelo.
Oh, really?
There you
go. Yeah, they definitely do shoot GILFs. The only reason, because I'm explaining this to Ashley, because she doesn't realize, like, in the porn world, 25-year-olds are MILFs. So, like, if you get called a GILF in the porn world, don't take it as an insult. It's just because they have these crazy age ideas of what, like, a MILF and a GILF is. But, yeah, you would definitely be classified a MILF. Maybe a GILF, depending.
Yeah, see, when I started, I was 26 years old when I started on, you know, the internet, like, with the cam thing. And so for me to call myself a MILF at 25, like, you had to be 40 or 35 or 40 to be a MILF, like, 17 years ago. So now it's crazy to me that MILFs are 25. I mean, but I guess at 25, you could be
That's your applause. Thanks for the applause.
Was that applause?
No problem. Yep.
Nice.
It was.
I take it you agree.
You were just for me. Thank you very much. I got applause. I'm really excited.
You should be excited. It's very exciting.
It's exciting to be with two extremely hot, educated women like yourselves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm sweet talker.
I am.
What's up? This is Indea Morrell, and you're tuned into... What's up? This is Indea Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the True Front to Back. Take it away, bitch. What's up? This is Indea Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the True...
Wow, that was weird.
That was weird.
I just had to put the clap on after that because that was just weird. Thank you, Indea Morrell, for that.
Yeah.
Thank you,
so,
India.
Yeah. So, all right, Miss Ashley, what do you have going on this year? What are you working on? Or
you know, I'm just
besides hanging out with Karen at concerts, and then you know.
I try to hang out with Karen as much as I can because she's such a famous celebrity. And I feel like, I mean, she's VIP everywhere we go. So I kind of benefit from it. So
she's totally full of it.
It's been a good year. But I just moved to where she lives. So our friendship is like kind of blossomed since I've got here. And actually, I've been trying to get Little Miss Karen to webcam.
Yeah. I just started webcamming regularly a couple days with her. She's kind of like showing me the ropes. And
we're so excited that Karen is webcamming now.
What? That was the longest response.
Because your fans are so excited that you're webcamming now.
Okay, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to show her the ropes because I've been doing this like a long time. So I don't want to say I'm the queen in it, but I'm really good at it. So
to me, it's boring.
It can be very tedious and a lot of patience, but it's really rewarding. I have some of the greatest fans in the world who just are such great guys. They really are. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's completely like our businesses are kind of so different. You know, it's kind of neat to kind of talk and compare. So.
I don't think it's really that different. You know what I mean? I mean, we pretty much do the same thing on camera. It's just you guys are behind the camera than being on camera.
That's true. That is true. It's just
and you don't
I,
have to worry about testing because obviously if you're going to do a boy-girl scene or a girl-girl scene, obviously you're going
right.
I don't know how that would work if you did a scene with Karen on camera with, webcamming. Obviously, you would ask her about testing, I would hope.
Because
Karen's
we do.
A very naughty, slutty girl. Very slutty.
And Karen is one of the naughtiest fucking girls I've met. She is one dirty, dirty
yes.
little girl. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we applaud
yeah.
to her sluttiness.
Oh, no.
Yep. Woohoo! Yep.
Yeah.
We're gonna.
I like all the applaud for her.
I know, for her sluttiness. And actually, speaking of sluttiness, someone just called in, and right when I said Karen was slutty, someone called in on, so we have a caller.
The car.
I know, because you're a slut, Karen. You're such a slut. Such a slut.
Those were the key words they heard. Slut and Karen.
I know, right?
I'm on right now.
Pretty slut, yep. So caller from 419. Hello, caller.
Hello, ladies.
Hi.
How are you ladies doing today?
We're good. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for
That's
calling in to Truth Button Back on Dollhouse Radio. Did you have a question for Slutty Karen?
or Desiree or Ashley?
Or Hobag Ashley, you know what?
Hobag. Slutty Karen or Hobag Ashley? Or we don't know what Desiree is.
Or Boobzilla, huh? First ladies, my name is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
I follow all three of you sexy most on Twitter. I'm a young boy who just love older women. Ashley, I do follow you on Twitter.
You do follow me?
Yeah.
Wow, I feel honored that you follow these two, you know, such famous women, and then there's me.
Oh yeah, baby, you're so sexy.
Oh well, thank you. Well, thanks for calling in.
Oh yeah.
Hilarious.
My question is, you ever been to Ohio?
I have. You know what? I've actually been. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So, obviously that borders Ohio. Where at in Ohio do you live?
Ohio.
I live in Mansfield. It's nearby Columbus.
Okay.
So it's like north up in Ohio. So
yeah,
it's
been to Columbus. They have a Iron Man or a bodybuilding show over there every year. I've come over to that for a few times.
Ashley used to be a bodybuilder.
Yeah, I used to actually compete in the fitness competition in the fitness class.
Oh yeah.
Quite some years ago.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah. Like I said, Ashley, I just gotta say, you make my cock hard.
Well, good. You'll have to come and get me on Skype on webcam one
yes.
day so I can see that nice hard talk of yours.
You gotta show it to her.
Oh, yeah, I love
How
the short
How big is your hard cock?
Carrie does love cock.
It's 8.5 inches.
Yeah, did you measure it?
Yes.
Karen will be the actual judge.
Yes. Yes, I will be the actual judge of your cock because I've seen so many that I know pretty much everything about them.
And she swallowed so many, too.
I what?
Swallowed. Swallowed so many.
Yeah.
I like the show.
Thank you, Karen, for swallowing so many cocks.
She should be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
What?
She should be in the Guinness Book of World Records, probably, for all the cocks that she swallowed.
Yeah, depending on how many she swallowed,
Oh, yeah.
Probably a lot.
So are you showing
yeah,
your cock right now?
Oh, yes.
What?
I would love to show it to her again.
He's choking his cock right now.
Oh, wow. Well, hon, you're going to have to, you have to have a show with her. Don't you want to stroke it to her and have her watch it?
I want to see it.
And maybe she can rub her pussy, too.
I want to see your cock on cam and see how big it is.
Yeah.
And I want to see you shoot that big load of cum for me, too. That really turns me on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you, tell them where they can find you to cam with you?
So my Skype ID is AshleyDogs28, and I have lots of different. Are you coming right now?
You're awfully loud.
Did you just come?
No, that wasn't me. Oh, no.
Desiree,
did you just come?
No, he's like growling or something.
But yeah, you can find me on like Night Flirt, Cam Model Listing, all of my stuff on Twitter though. So if you follow me at Twitter, my Twitter ID is Ashley Dog. You can find all that information about me on there.
Okay.
Okay. And what was your name again, Stacy?
Yeah, my name's Stacy. My Twitter name is @Kush_Limbaugh.
Okay. Oh, you were just tweeting me not too long ago, were you not?
I probably did, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, awesome. I really appreciate you calling in since this is my first time ever being on a radio show and a guest, and these two wonderful ladies let me get on their show and get in on this.
Oh, yes, you are lovely and sexy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I look forward to talking to you again soon, honey.
All righty.
Have a great night. All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for taking my call. Bye-bye.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I think you're drunk.
I think Desiree's having a really good time tonight.
She is. She's not a stick in the mud.
Aw.
I'm not what?
Don't worry
What'd
about it. I said I love you.
She said you had
not
a dick in your mouth.
No, Karen always has a dick in her mouth. I don't have a dick in my mouth.
Yeah. I haven't quite seen her with a dick in her mouth, so I...
She's seen me with a dildo in my mouth, but not an actual dick.
Yeah, I have.
Well, they're sort of the same thing.
Yeah, it's one and the same.
Whether it's plastic or real, it's still a cock.
Kind of.
Yeah, they don't taste quite as good.
No. A little different.
Yeah.
Pretty gross. Yeah,
some of them, I guess, are gross.
Yeah, the plastic cocks are pretty gross.
Yeah, you gotta get the right type. You know, there are some of them. It's just they're nasty.
The giant one that she has, sometimes she'll just like put the head in, and it burns my vagina.
It's because of the rubber.
Yeah, the rubber. My vagina's like no.
And that cock was made after this white guy who has a giant, huge cock.
Really?
I can't think of his name. It's Stryker. Something Stryker. Jeff Stryker, is that his name?
Karen is a cock queen, so don't ask me about any, like, recent cocks, so I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Karen is, like, she knows everybody in the porn industry.
I wonder if she can just tell by somebody's cock who they are and not see their face.
Maybe.
We can try that sometime.
Guess whose cock this is.
Yes. Speaking of cocks, did you know Exotica is now branched off to Berlin?
No. The Berlin. That would be awesome. When is that?
Yeah, that's in September. You want to go?
Well, yeah, that'd be awesome.
I have no idea what you're talking about. The Exotica
convention is like a fan convention. Yeah, they're having one in Berlin. Like Berlin, Germany, yeah.
Wow.
I know, that's cool. I might go.
That might be fun to go to.
Yeah.
Certainly,
are you going to have a booth?
I'm going to find a booth to sign it. Oh. Maybe I will have him. I don't know.
Can there a little Ashley Dobbs, little webcam girl, she tag along?
Of course. There's actually a lot of web girls attend Exotica. Are you going to go, Desiree?
Really? If you go, I was just saying that, but you were not listening to me, as usual.
Oh, my gosh.
Should work together, but you totally forgot about that part.
No, I didn't. I figured you would go, too. Like, well, of course you are invited, Desiree.
I tell everybody, you are my traveling buddy. If you do not go, I am not going. So people ask me about Chicago, and I say, only if my traveling buddy Karen Fisher goes. If not, I am not going.
I feel special.
Don't toot your own horn, Karen. Stop it.
Okay, I'll stop tooting. Okay, so we are almost out of time. I feel bad we didn't really get to interview Ashley that much. We mostly joked around, which was fun. Do you want to give your shout-out?
90 seconds.
Find you.
90 seconds.
Okay, so let's let her give her shout-outs where people can find her, Twitter, website, all that.
Stop talking.
My Twitter is just Ashley Dobbs, it's AshleyDobbs, and you can find just about everything that you need. I have everything posted on there as far as all of my sites that I'm on, my cam site, my website, my clips for sale stores, everything's on there. So I'll save you guys the time. That's where they just need to go to find everything on me.
Awesome. Go there to find her. Yeah.
And thanks again for letting me come on your show.
Thank you. So fun having you.
Yeah.
Problem. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
No problem. You're somewhat much more fun than half the porn girls that we had on our show.
That's true. We have had a few ones that were like, I'm ready to take a snooze. But yeah, Ashley's always fun.
Definitely, and we can blame your friend in the car for that one. But thank you for joining us on True Front to Back. Thank you so much.
Okay, we need to go have sex now.
Goodbye.